T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back to a special edition of Sports Talk here on the Big 870. Mike Dettelia, along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, and Deuce McAllister. We'll get Deuce's thoughts on the AFC Championship game, but on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line, we have Jose Romero, who covers the Arizona Cardinals for Arizona Central. Jose, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Appreciate the opportunity.
Man, it's been y'all on the Sean Payton watch just like us here in New Orleans. And I mean, it's been on the WOW Mystery Tour. And, you know, the interesting thing with Sean and the Cardinals is, and he had told me this story, I think it might have been his second year or third year, that he was a ball boy for the then St. Louis Cardinals. And in training camp, they would train at Eastern Illinois, where he went to college. So he got to know the Bidwell family there. And so that little bit of a connection with Mike on that part is, you know, the dad owned it at that particular point in time, Bill Bidwell. But his connection to the Cardinals, knowing the family, that sort of thing. Had a long meeting yesterday with Mike Bidwell. So kind of give us some of the details that you've heard from that, if anything.
Well, it was interesting that, you know, there was a stakeout over there at the Cardinals facility to see whatever glimpse anybody could see of Sean Payton and Michael Bidwell. And from what I understand, it was an all-day thing. Several hours, maybe 6 or 7. Lots to talk about for sure. No doubt that connection that you're talking about came up with Sean being the ball boy back in the day with the Cardinals, St. Louis Cardinals, at the college campus there. So, it seemed like for a while that Sean Payton was kind of, you know, it wasn't going to happen. It seemed like he was maybe leaning towards a different team or maybe thinking about going back into the broadcast booth. And now it's like you have a situation where this could actually be something the Cardinals could actually get him. Now there's a heavy price to pay, obviously, in terms of draft picks and stuff. But I think Sean Payton was somebody a lot of the fans want here, and that maybe they didn't think they were going to get, and now he's back in play.
Now, with that being said, what is the Cardinal fan base, or just my perception from an outsider looking in, why would I want that Kyler Murray headache? Does that ever come into play? Do people talk about that? Because to me, he's kind of spoiled. I don't know.
Well, I think that's fair. That's a fair opinion. And I think there was some elements of that type of behavior that came across during last season. You don't want your star quarterback to be yelling, you know, talking back or yelling back at your head coach. And we did see that. We see a Kyler Murray who is, you know, looks angry at times during press conferences and unhappy to take questions. And I think it all kind of stems from the contract clause at the beginning of the season, where it was sort of the homework clause that said he was required to study for 4 hours a day, the opposing game tape. And so no quarterback wants to do that, right? No quarterback wants to be told what to do. They have to prepare in their own way. And it's tough. He had a tough year. He's a guy who wants to win really, really bad, and losing just really grates on him, and you can really see that come through.
Yeah, I think when you look at it overall, you know, from a commitment standpoint, to know Sean and the way that he grinds, do you think that they have a lot of the right guys in the building? And then from a control standpoint, I know a lot has been made over him having control. He's going to want final say over his 53. I mean, I just don't see him changing that as far as a coach, because if you're going to pay and be committed to him as a coach, he's going to want to have control on who he is putting out on the field week in and week out. And so do you think those are things that he feels comfortable that he's going to be able to get in Arizona?
Yeah, that's, I mean, that's the big question right there. How much power does Sean Payton get if the Cardinals are serious about hiring him? How much do the Saints get compensated? And then, you know, how will he work with the new general manager, Monty Ossenfort? I don't think they bring Sean Payton in for that amount of time as they did yesterday and just, you know, make small talk. So I'm sure that there's a lot of discussion. There was a lot of discussion about, you know, how much control and power he would have. And there has to be a good balance there, because you got a new GM who wants to make his mark, who's got a really good scouting background. And then you have Sean Payton, who obviously the credentials speak for themselves. So, I think that's they have to find some kind of balance there. And if they can't, then Sean Payton's not the guy.
What about the from a salary cap standpoint leading into the free agency part? Where do the Cardinals stand with that?
They're pretty good. They're significantly under the cap. You know, there are some, and there's definitely a lot of guys who are leaving in free agency. I think I can't even recall how many free agents they had, somewhere around 19 or 20. So there's going to be some big turnover on this roster. And again, you have a GM who wants to make his mark. He's a guy who wants to bring in people that he's familiar with. So whoever is the new head coach, whether it's Sean Payton, whether it's Brian Flores or someone else, you know, they're going to be molding and shaping a different kind of roster, something that more reflects their coaching style. I think the Cardinals are in a good place financially. They're not really, you know, strung out by too many big contracts. Held hostage to, I should say. But there's a couple of contracts that might need to be restructured. And you also have to decide what to do with DeAndre Hopkins and his big contract cap number. You know, do you trade him and try to get some draft capital, or what do you do with that? So lots of big free agents and money to spend. And now they just have to get a little creative with the rest of it.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you, because I don't know. You can ask for $20, $25 million, but as the owner, are they willing to pay that? Obviously, you look at the Walton family with the Broncos. You look at Mr. Tepper in Carolina. They're about as rich as it gets when you look at NFL owners. You know, Coach Payton said it's about the ownership and the functionality, so to speak, of the front office. That's the most important factors. But I still think Sean Payton would want to get paid $20 million if that would come about. Is that something that the Bidwells are – that they would frown upon? Or what's your take on that?
I think that's a good, interesting point you bring up. It's, you know, traditionally that's not maybe a sum that they pay. You know, traditionally maybe the Bidwells look to go on the cheaper end when it comes to a head coach contract. Now, they did extend Cliff Kingsbury before they let him go. So – you know, maybe there is more of a willingness to spend that kind of money to have the right person in and keep them around now. But you also have to consider that contract extensions were made for Cliff Kingsbury, for the departed general manager Steve Kime, for Kyler Murray. So they're paying a lot of money to people, you know, two people at least, who are no longer with the organization. And then you bring in Sean Payton at that huge salary that he wants. And that is really going to be interesting to see, you know, how committed to or how willing is Michael Bidwell to pay that kind of money.
You know, when you look at it, I don't know, maybe you're more of a Kyler Murray fan than I am. And I think he's very entertaining. But there's the fan base. Do they think that now he has to work out? It's almost like Russell Wilson got to work out with the Broncos. And now with the invested in Kyler Murray, he has to work out. Now with Arizona, does the Cardinals fan base, do they think they can win a Super Bowl with Kyler Murray?
I think there's still a lot of belief in him from the fan base. I think there was a lot of frustration just because what he's capable of as an athlete. But, you know, you take a risk in this league with running quarterbacks. I mean, look at Lamar Jackson. You know, look at some of these quarterbacks that are known as runners and throwers, kind of multi-purpose guys. It's interesting that the guys who drop back, who take the three steps and, you know, three-step drop back and then throw, those guys are the ones who are not really getting hurt too much. So, you know, it's a risk all the time when you have a quarterback who uses his legs like this. I agree with you, entertaining quarterback. He's a guy who can change a game in a heartbeat with just his athleticism. But I also think that he's got a lot to prove. He's got a contract extension to live up to, which he obviously didn't last season. But I do feel like the fans are still they're still behind him.
Jose, what about the situation with Vance Joseph? Man, I know I'm getting old now. I saw Vance play in high school at Archbishop Shaw. He goes to Colorado.
In New Orleans.
Yeah, and he sort of has bounced around from the coaching ranks. But, man, he's been a really good defensive coordinator in the NFL. Would he be maybe a fallback guy if something couldn't be arranged between Mike Bidwell and Sean Payton?
I think that's possible. I think Vance is super well respected in the facility, well respected outside of there too. He's a guy that it was interesting that it was revealed to us this season that Michael Bidwell would go watch game film with Vance Joseph and Cliff Kingsbury. So obviously there's a good relationship there with the owner and Vance Joseph. A fallback guy, perhaps. I'd like to think he's more of a legitimate candidate than just, you know, somebody that you turn to if nothing else works out. I think the Cardinals might be more leaning towards going in a completely different direction, given that they haven't been able to find the success that they wanted with, you know, the staff that they had in place the last 4 or 5 years. So as much as great as it would be and as deserving as Vance Joseph is, I see them going in a completely different direction just to get that fresh perspective from a GM and a head coach.
Okay.
What do you think, and this is the last question from us, what do you think this wraps up for the Cardinals overall as far as being able to go ahead and select the head coach? Is it, you know, having somebody in place by next week as far as so now my staff can go down and, you know,
Senior
be a part
Bowl
of the Senior
and all,
Bowl
yeah.
And
yeah.
different things of that nature. So do you see it kind of wrapping up in the next 48 hours, 72 hours or so?
I would say probably by early next week. I wouldn't be surprised. I'd be surprised if it went beyond that. You're right. You raised the point about the Senior Bowl. We've got the Super Bowl coming here in a couple weeks. So there's going to be a lot going on, lots of distractions and things. You know, there's free agency to get into. You want to have a head coach. If you're going to give some power to the head coach in terms of free agency, you want to get rolling on that pretty soon too. So it's got to happen quick. You have another team that you're dealing with to fill their coaching vacancy. So, but I do think that there is a lot of quality candidates out there, and the Cardinals are going to get a really good one. Are they going to get Sean Payton? And is he maybe the best of the bunch? Experience-wise, yes. You know, winning-wise, yes. But, I see this getting done pretty quickly.
Well, Zay, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. We really appreciate it. And, man, hopefully, I know for Saints fans, I know for Cardinal fans, you get a decision pretty quick because everybody's sort of waiting on the watch with it.
Man, Saints fans, who that nation, we want compensation. Who that nation, we want compensation. That's why Sean Payton got to go coach now. And not next year. We don't need him back with Fox. We need him coaching now.
Yeah, we need that help now, just like y'all do. Thank you, Jose. We appreciate it, buddy.
You bet, guys. Take care.
All right.
Jose Romero, who covers the Arizona Cardinals for the Arizona Central. We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And Watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.